This is the place to play with the most powerful principles of manifestation in the quantum field on a daily basis. This is Sanctuary of She, Soul, Human, Energy. And I'm your host, Katie Blair. We're a podcast, an app, and a community where women meet the version of themselves they came here to be and build the lives they came here to live. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your sanctuary. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. I'm really excited to be introducing to you a three-part series over these next three episodes that are gifts to you to come back to over and over and over again. They're going to be three 10-minute guided meditations that also serve as kind of mini podcasts where we're going to have the opportunity to drop into the three pillars of She for Sanctuary of She. So whether you are a listener of this podcast or you're in the Sanctuary of She community with us, putting this into action every week, these three pillars are so potent. They're derived from when I ask, what do you want? And you're like, Katie, what do you mean? What do you mean, what do I want? What do I want with what area of my life? S-H-N-E, soul, human, energy. They are the three pillars that hold all pieces of that what do I want question. So this three-part series in here is going to be designed to allow you to tap into each of these three pieces so that you can get super clear on exactly where you're at and what you want so that you can have a very clear answer as you move into this new chapter of your life. And each of them is going to also hold some really activating thoughts and conversation that take it to another level as well. So the intention behind these is take 10 minutes. If you can, close your eyes and get comfortable, amazing. If you can't, amazing, be with it. But really sit with these three pieces and bring it to your journal, because soul, human, and energy holds very, very important information for you on your path of moving into that level that you've been seeking. And if you want to, once that clarity comes, really take it to that next level, come with us inside the community where I got you. We got it on lock. We have an amazing system that we use. It's Sanctuary of She, the community. It's literally a technology that we use to activate these things using the energetics around us in a conscious way. So enjoy these, come back to them as many times as you wish, and really tune into your soul, human, and energy. Welcome to the second meditation. My name is Katie. In this meditation, we're going to explore the second pillar of She, human. Taking a moment to find stillness. Head, neck, and back in a straight line. Roll the shoulders back. Coming into long inhales and exhales through the nose. With every inhale, allowing yourself to take up space. And with every exhale, grounding into the earth. For these next 10 minutes, let everything else that is not right here, right now, go. Give yourself the gift of these 10 minutes. Becoming more and more present through all five senses with every passing breath. As we come into this second pillar of She, human, let's first dive into what this represents. Human is you in this body, in this lifetime, how you care for and nurture her. The one who has this family and these friends and these memories and these hardships in your sweet vessel in this lifetime. It has to do with your heart. It has to do with your relationships. It has to do with your health and your wellness and your ability to navigate your patterns and your blocks. In the last meditation, we touched on clarity, those moments of activation that we get where we see an illuminated path and we make plans for ourselves, but then life is so busy that it doesn't take too long before we slowly forget or we come back to normal. Let's expand this a little bit more. The reason this is so is because those moments of clarity come from your conscious mind. And the conscious mind accounts for 5% of your mind. Can you believe that? The other 95% is your subconscious mind. And the subconscious is essentially this place of autopilot that has been building evidence and truth and patterns and ways of being since you were born. And so when that 5% fleeting moment of activation comes in, it's no wonder that it doesn't take long before the 95% takes back over. So what do? We find a way to change those numbers. We find a way to hold our conscious mind for longer than 5% of the time. We find a way to rewrite and repattern what's going on in that 95% autopilot. And if we're coming in through the lens of alignment, and we discussed that our thoughts bring what we're focused on to us, then the next step is feelings. Because rewiring this 95% into more of a conscious way of being, where you become the conscious creator of your reality, where you find your potential and you access truly how powerful we are as energetic beings in this energetic universe, working with these energetic laws, it brings up a lot of feelings. Because it's different, because it's the unknown. So what do we try to do? If we're at point A and we want to get to point B, typically we try to do it overnight. This is when we set the New Year's resolution, when we make the intention on our birthday, where we have these big life moments where all of a sudden we claim we're gonna be that version of ourselves that we've held on a pedestal. But we cannot hold this version of ourselves in the midst of 95% of our being someone else. It's why the New Year's resolutions only last a couple weeks. It's why the birthday intention fades. We haven't yet trained ourselves how to hold these things. And so when it gets hard and the feelings come up, and we get tired, and it's noisy, and there's so much going on, and we think, why did I even think this in the first place? We let it go. So what do we do instead? Instead of trying to become point B overnight, we stand so firmly in where we're at, right here at point A. And every single day, we allow our energy to expand a little more. We allow the amount that we can stay focused on our conscious mind, that 5%, to expand a little more. And day by day, that energy expands to where it naturally then is also holding B, and then C, and then D. But it can't be taken away, and we're not afraid of losing it, because it's built on solid ground. It's sustainable. It's who we are. So when it comes to tuning into what human means for you, at the end of the day, if we're going to embark on this work, if we don't already remember that we have the greatest gift of all already, the human experience, then what's the point? So what is all the beauty in your life already? How is right now already so perfect? How can you let it fill you up all the way so that whatever comes from here is overflow? And in pursuit of being the woman who is making these shifts, when we're coming in through the pillar of human, how do you desire to take care of yourself more? What would make you feel powerful, confident, beautiful, proud, fulfilled, connected to the people that you love, living through your heart? This is the life worth living. This is how we develop the self-trust so that we can navigate the feelings in pursuit of the path we came here to walk. Take this with you into your day, into your journal. Really be with your human. When you see that most vibrant, radiant, healthy, glowing, fulfilled, loving version of yourself, what are the things she's doing on a daily, weekly, monthly basis? And how do you desire to bring those aspects to nourish your human in pursuit of walking your path of potential? I'll see you in the next meditation.